Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, and buenos dias. Welcome to the Daily News Flash. We have got a different show today because, quite frankly, like, the news is really depressing, right? And I think I'm not trying to tell you what to watch, but I think today we're all going to just take a break from that, look at some paranormal stuff, some Bigfooty stuff. Have a little chat. I've got some panel members coming on as well. But it's a big, big day in the land of the streaming for myself and the Sean Atwood channel. You are currently watching the Daily News Flash, which is right here. After this show, round about 6 p.m., we have Julia Part 4. As soon as this ends, you know, around about 8:30-ish, as soon as this one's over, we're on to Crime Theory with John Wedger and myself. Then over on the Project Rook channel, when I finish with Wedger, it's Rook Live number 4, trying to make it make sense since 1981. Come and join us. It's going to be a big mega content day. I have got so many iced coffees in the fridge. By the way, they're not iced coffees. They are sugar milk, okay? Let's not kid ourselves. It's sugar milk, all right? But it's damn tasty. So if you guys can like and share, that would be great. And today, we're just going to chill out. We're going to relax. We're going to watch some paranormal videos. We're going to decide if they're real. We're going to decide if they're not. And we're just going to take it easy, all right? Because sometimes, we just need to kind of look away from the horrible stuff and look at some other things that will keep us up at night, possibly. Also, Dan, my wonderful fiance, keeps saying that I look like Scar from The Lion King, and it upsets me a lot. I'm not going to lie. It upsets me a lot. So I'm just putting that out there. I stream any kitchen fitters in the chat. Let Fred know. He's obviously needing some DIY assistance. But let me know in the side chat if you guys have had any spooky encounters yourself, any paranormal stories, any legends from where you are, anything like that. Scar is, he's nice. He throws Mufasa off the cliff. What's happening, Lady Leticia? Oh my God. That is a bed.
Hello.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm in bed.
That is a serious bed frame. Like, in fact, do you know what? It almost looks like you're in a massive throne, like a huge sort of regal throne, which works very well too. But how are you doing? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I have a little bit of a strep throat, but nothing that I can't handle.
Yeah, you sound a little like coarse.
Yeah.
Coarse throat, you know what I'm saying? Oh, well, listen, we'll try. To be honest, it's usually me that does all the screaming when we're on a panel.
What a wonderful baby reveal. That was beautiful,
Rob. How awesome was that?
That was like the bomb.
It was awesome, right? And we all had a good time. The woman screaming in the background is Dan's mom. Obviously, I think everyone knew that.
Oh, that was her mom.
Yeah, she was. No,
I didn't know. It was my mom.
She is the first time, you know, first grandchild, all that kind of stuff. So she lost her freaking mind. Like,
first
lost
baby? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, she lost her freaking mind. So she is so happy. And, it was too good. She's too good.
Wow. Just, a girl. I guessed it, too. I guessed right on the first try.
Yeah, see, I always sort of knew in the back of my head it was going to be a girl. I
got really?
My team girl bracelet on from the baby shower.
Oh, look, I want one.
Yeah. Well, listen, everyone that was there, I you know, thanks for coming. I like sharing these little moments. Do you know what I mean? It's good.
It's beautiful.
Good, yeah. I mean, it's different if it's like an indoor, like intimate family moment. But when you're standing in like a car park after a family dinner, that's all right to stream. If the viewing public can stumble across it, I think it's all right to stream. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, did Dan have on blue? Did she have on a blue outfit?
Yeah, Dan had on blue.
And you had on pink.
Black with pink, like a black top with a pink logo on it. And it was so funny because our family friend, Christine, she was the one who knew what the gender was, right?
Oh, right. So
she turned up in all black. And I'm looking at her when she arrives. And I'm like, why the hell is she wearing all black, right?
Yeah.
And then she explained that it made sense. Well, if she wore any resemblance of blue or pink, it would have given away or made people think. And then it all fell into place. So it made sense then. And she did actually wear boots that had blue and pink glitter all over them. So she was in the theme.
How cool. That was fun. I love that. Ron's got
two sons, and four daughters, and this is gonna be fifth daughter.
So you're a girl making machine.
Yeah. Statistically, it's probably
three sisters, so it's four girls and no brothers. So,
you know, I told this story the other day. I had a friend years ago, and him and his missus, they were like high school sweethearts. Do you know what I mean? Got pregnant way too young, but it's okay. I mean, if two 17-year-olds or 16-year-olds, you know, do something and end up having a baby, it's not as bad as like a 16-year-old and like a 40-year-old. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's high school. So I swear to God, right? The last time I checked in with him, well, the time before the last time, he was on 11 boys, right? They'd had 11 boys and they keep trying for a girl. Do you know what I'm saying? Because his missus was like, we're keeping on. And it was funny because she was a badass woman, right? Like she was badass.
Okay.
Was like, we will keep trying. You will give me a girl. Right. And then I think on the 12th, they had a little girl. Right?
Aww.
Now, just put in perspective the first time that little girl says she's bringing home a date.
Oh, God, that would be horrible for her.
11 older brothers, some of whom now will have their own children. I want to point out they will probably be. Oh, man, if half of them have got two kids, that's another 12. Like it's just mad. It's just wild, right?
So it's mad.
Big respect to the one child, the one daughter,
the one girl. And, you
know, it's funny because obviously in any family, there's the hand-me-down system between the kids, right?
Yes. That
girl, everything brand new.
Oh, yeah, she gets
raging. Boys were raging, mate. But yeah, it was too good. It was obviously a great moment for the whole family. Because
yes,
I mean, 12, could you just imagine?
No, I'm having a hard time with one. She's
just imagine, right? Do you know what I mean? And I mean, luckily the
dad. I wanted one more, but I'm like. So I'm old now, you know, I'm 52. And so
it's okay.
If we do decide, we got to do something this year.
How old's the first one? It's all about maths. How old's the first one?
It was perfect.
How old's your first child? How old is she now?
She's 4 years old.
Okay, so you want to wait, right?
Oh.
You want to wait maybe like 4 years, right? And then in 8 years, boom. Babysitter, right? So you've only got 2 8 years.
There we go.
You've only got 2 8 years, and then you pan it off to the firstborn, okay? And you go and like have some mom and dad time, go out party, and that's that. And then if she mentions anything, be like, "So, do you want us to pay for your college?" We got one college fund, okay? You decide who gets it, all right? Too funny.
How funny.
Too funny. Right, hang on a second. One second. Phone is for some reason. It was nothing. Brilliant. Okay, so like I say, everybody, we're going to have a watch of some spooky paranormal. I don't know. What was I talking about before?
Sounds good to me.
No, you were trying to pull me back in that conversation, and I'm all for it. What was I talking about before?
Oh no, I was saying, what was you talking about before I interrupted you?
Oh, you didn't interrupt me. I don't think anyone. I think we're all good. So listen, we're going to watch some videos from some other channels, right? Because that's a thing that people do on live streams. I've set up a new little position and view for all you guys to see what we're looking at, and we're going to look at some specific YouTube channels. Now, the first thing we're going to talk about is the generation of ring cams and people having, like, upped their internal CCTV game in their own home, right? Because, like, over the last sort of 10, 15 years, technology has, you know, become available and affordable, but functional, right? You know what I'm saying? You can go on Amazon right now, buy a camera for about $40 that will sit in your room. It can even run off batteries, connects to your phone. You can watch it, move it around. It's wild, right? So in this day and age, we have a lot of stuff that is now captured in the home, right? And the first channel we are stealing or borrowing or reacting to content from is Blue Raven. And this is 13 shocking paranormal videos. Are you ready to be shocked, Leticia?
Yes, I am.
Are you though? Are you prepared? Okay. I'm not being funny. That is the most haunted ass looking bed frame I have ever seen in my life. Like, if there was ever going to be, like, like, we could do a whole B movie horror film just around that bed frame and the curse within it, because it looks fucking badass. All right. Okay. Some shits went down there. That's all I'm saying. Right. Okay. Here we go. Right. Here we go. All right. So we go. This is the first video. And again, it's going to be a series of videos. I'm going to turn the music down. It's going to be a series of videos that. In things, Leticia. Also, as well, we're going to rule stuff out that we could fake. All right.
Okay.
So arguably, we could fake this.
Could we?
Well, listen. We could arguably do this with a magnet. Somebody could be in this cupboard with a strong magnet pulling it along. There could be a string hidden somewhere. So things sliding like this. On what looks like a mashed potato that it was filmed on. I'm not buying into it too much, if that makes sense. Yeah, man. Yeah. Right? Now, what do you think about these orbs that are flying around? See that?
Yeah, I thought I saw that's
a proper... Did you see that?
Yes.
This is the stuff that gets me going. Is these kind of clips. Watch the person manifest.
Ooh.
You'll see like a black shape up the doorway.
I see it.
Here we go. Wait for it. See it?
Yes. Like a shadow.
See, I love that stuff. And then the door opens.
That is too creepy.
All right, the next video. Here we go. I mean, it's creepy as hell. Oh, I may need sound for this one. Urbex. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, snap.
I've seen this one, right? So,
somebody's in there.
This
somebody
is a little pretext. This is an urban explorer who goes around and films the most terrifying places by himself. And it's not really all paranormal based. Do you know what I mean? But he's had some weird encounters. Now, before you all go, that was a dummy, or that wasn't a person. It gets weirder. So let's just watch it from the beginning again, and let's have a watch.
Oh, that is creepy.
I'm pretty sure he's got a concealed carry license as well, and he goes in and...
What is he doing back there? Like, it's odd. Let's see it again. Oh, it's moving. It's moving. It's down.
Oh, it's a toy.
Oh, but it moved.
It's an effing toy. Mate, there would be a Ron-shaped dust cloud, right? Like, honestly, like... What the hell? The Wile E. Coyote style dust cloud. Gone. Oh, Woody Woodpecker. Not Woody. What the fuck is the name of the thing that the coyote was chasing?
Oh, the, yeah. I know you're talking about.
What's his name? I swear to God, yeah. If my brain says Woody Woodpecker one more fucking time, right, I am going to mess it up this weekend. I'm telling you, brain. Don't do it. What was his name? Wile E. Coyote. Roadrunner. My G.
Roadrunner.
Yes. Oh,
I hate it. I didn't get it.
Oh, and I love the fact that your avatar is a bird, right? There you go. You would have got there first.
Good love job.
That was driving me mad. Anyway, back to topic.
How did
Oh, my God. That scared like the out of me. Oh,
we're going to find out. Let's have a look. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
creepy mannequin that kind of fell over when he looked at it. I mean,
wow, that was creepy. It moved like a person.
Yeah.
Creepy. Well, no, it didn't.
But here's the thing as well. You got to remember, like the scariest things for when I do paranormal hunts is never the paranormal stuff. Do you know what I mean? It's the people stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, oh, God. Do you know what? Lady Leticia.
Now I'm going to be walking around in my house scared as hell, thinking somebody behind me.
There could be five people behind that bed frame, mate. You wouldn't know. There could be a small family living there, and you would have no idea. Just living in the walls and in the pillars. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Okay, so listen. You can definitely fake that. Oh, 100% you could fake that. It was a good fake. Yeah, a lot of these urban explorer guys, if their whole channel's full of moments like this, you're kind of like, okay, it's all staged. But the ones that tend to get added to lists like this are from people that have nothing, no paranormal, nothing. They just document what happens, and it's kind of interesting. But again, super easy to fake. Now, I need to run down the stairs and grab a drink. Lady Leticia, what about you tell the kind folk a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your channel, okay? You don't have to talk about your channel. Just tell people about yourself. You're fabulous, all right? Tell everybody about yourself, and I'll be back in 2 minutes.
We'll chat about me for a moment. Okay, so anyway, like Ron said, I have a four-year-old, right? And she just started school yesterday, okay? And so I dropped her off, and we go and we eat lunch. Kisses to all of you in the side chat. Some I know by my channel, but love all you guys. So listen to the story. So I drop a little bit off. We go to breakfast. She doesn't eat anything. We go to her classroom. Her classroom is not bigger than a closet. And I don't know where she's going to sit. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I pick her up from school, and we're sitting in this line. Literally, the school is 3 minutes away from my house. And I sat in the line for an hour. I was like, what the hell? Like, are we ever going to get to the school? And then I call the school and I say, listen, I'm in this line. I can see the school, but I can't get to you. I hang up from them. They call me right back and tell me, Miss Reed, your little girl is in the office waiting. You're running late. I said, I'm not running late. I'm early. I'm on time. I'm just in this line. You guys got us in. And so anyway, I ended up going to get her, and she ends up being in a totally different classroom. Like, she's not in the small classroom that I was telling you guys about. So the second day, real quick, was I went in the office, picked her up, brought her back home, whatever. She passed out because she goes all day. Then today I take her to meet the new teacher. I don't have ID. So if you don't have ID, you can't even get in the building. So thank God my husband had his. So I have to wait outside like a naughty girl and wait until he dropped her off. And then
You should start vlogging your days, because that sounds hilarious. I mean, like, I hate it when I need ID for something.
Yeah,
I have very little ID, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Bank cards, bills, sure. But that's about it. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I could go to the car and get a bill out. I'm sure I could do that.
you know what I'm saying? So yeah, but listen, I hope everyone seems to love you, Letitia. I mean, it's...
Oh, thanks. Just tell them a little bit, quick story. Yeah.
But did it all end well? Did it all end well with...
It all ended well, yes. Like, I got to go pick her up, and it's going to be hell on earth, because I don't know what time to leave, because if I leave at 3, she gets out at 3:30, then I'm going to be sitting in the line
I've got the intrusive thoughts now. I need you to answer this. So, let's say your kid's at school, right? You don't have a husband, right?
Oh.
And on the way, someone robs your ID, your only ID, right?
Oh.
And there's no CCTV. No one's seen it happen. It's just you turning up at the school late with no ID saying that someone robbed you. How do you get your kid back?
You don't get your kid back.
Is it like a lost and found for the kids?
You have
like, to. Sorry, nobody loves you. And they just hang them up on a peg, like... How does that play out?
I have no idea, because they would not let me in the building.
I'm just trying to imagine a Scottish mother turning up at the school.
Snapping.
And I guarantee you, most of them will be in a onesie, right? And like a dress, right? And I'm telling you now, if they were told you need an ID to get your kid, that shit would not go down. Okay. Not Casa Bear turning up, I don't know if Casa Bear has kids, but she's Scottish, turning up and being like, where's my kid? Where's your ID? I write me. You're trying to Epstein my kid. Let's go. Let's go now. Nah, mad. So what, I mean, worst case scenario, right? Absolute worst case scenario. Your phone's exploded, right? You've no ID. You're stood there and you're being told you cannot have your child. What's the worst? So, what would happen? Would they phone the police?
Would they phone? I would do a snap-a-doo and tell them to give me my child.
I'm thinking you turn up one day and we find out how far they're willing to take it, Letitia.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, I can't find my ID. And then just wait until the social services turn up and be like, oh, here it is.
Oops.
Here it is. Oopsies. And just see what would happen, because that social seems like services. How far are you willing to go, school? Do you know what I mean? Like Mexican standoff style. They've got your child. You've got the ID hidden, and it's like, who's going to buckle first? Because I'm telling
you, got me sweating now, Ron. I'm looking through my purse to make sure I got my ID.
Good. If that was the life that I had to live, I would, because I'm the guy at the airport who has to check his passport in his pocket every 10 minutes. Like every 10 minutes, I'm like, it's still there. I'm still there. It's like the first time you buy like a recreational substance as a teenager and you're on a bus on the way home and you're like, no one can smell that, right? And you're like, I'm going to push that further down. You know what I'm saying? No one can smell that, right? I have to check that. I don't know why. I know it's in my pocket. I know no one has pickpocketed me. But every 10 minutes, I'm going to have one of those tiny panic attacks where you're like, oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, shit, they'll leave the iron on, like, as you're 4 hours into a flight. Right. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Yeah. Every single time I leave the house.
Yes.
My brain, I have a deal with my brain, right? Mm. That it needs to remember the important stuff, but I'm okay if it deletes the really pointless stuff. Like, I don't need to remember turning on and off lights. I don't need to remember closing doors. But unfortunately, now, every time I leave the house, I'm like, did I lock the door? And I have no memory of locking the door because my brain deletes that shit. It's too busy singing songs. I can hear it now. Yeah. Like my subconscious is it's obsessed with it.
I've forgotten to lock the door a couple of times taking my daughter to school. And I get home, and my husband's like, you forgot to lock the door? I was like, well, oops. Hey,
listen, what's worse, forgetting to lock the door or locking the door but leaving your keys in the door? Right, because I'm telling you now, I've done the fucking maths, right? And if you just don't lock your door, there's no sign on the outside that the door's not locked,
right?
All right? But you leave your keys, and if your keys just so happen to have a bunch of key rings that your wonderful fiance likes buying you, and one of them looks like a massive fucking woven testicle, that's a big giveaway that there's something in that lock. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Also, since we're talking about paranormal stuff, I have a weird, what looks like a murder room under my house.
No.
It's super Dextery, man. It's super Dextery. It's a very weird house. Wow. Whilst I'm ripping it apart, waiting for the baby arriving.
Oh, how cool.
We'll do some stuff. Anyway.
That's
paranormal. All right, what's next, people? All right. What is this? Oh, God, my name. Nah. See, why would anyone be like, all right, boys, we're going to go down the mine shaft and face a paranormal video? You know how it's like the most deadly job in the world? Oh, no, we dude just sat there. Okay, like, I'm called, looked overlaid. Let's have a look.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Because it might not be the miners. This just might be footage from something that someone's like, oh, I could use this as a paranormal video. I could make this like a deep web red room. We got a dude sitting there. It does look a bit overlaid. I'm not going to lie. The shadows ain't lining up. I'm calling boohickey on this one. All right. I'm not even going to play the sound on it, man. We're not even going to give them. I will, Lady of Valhalla. How smart is my brain? So, hang on. So, if we done a live stream, and then I went on my phone and called in Discord and showed the Discord, I could travel around my house with my phone on the live stream because you're viewing it through the Discord as a Discord call, and I could just show you the inside of the murder room. Okay, so is this one of these like Arabic or is it?
Ooh.
I don't think it is. Because there's some Arabic ghost hunter guys. Some of them are definitely a bit sketchy, but they're put together so well.
Look at this.
It's
look at this staircase out here.
Staircase, more like scarecase. Am I right?
Scarecase.
There's somebody there.
No way.
Uh-oh.
Yes, see that light? They're out there. I swear on my life. Right there.
Tiffany, I'll get that sorted for you.
Should I say hello?
Yeah.
There's somebody out there.
Yeah, see, I've seen this one. It's basically two urban explorers again who've seen a light. They start hearing noises. And
wow.
Again, it's probably human interaction, human interfacing. But I mean, it's there you go. See here. There's the light that they captured. So again, it's paranormal stuff. That's the least of my worries out there. Shane's here. Shane. Yeah, thank you, Shane. Good lad. Shane, do a new one for each of the live streams and set each link for an hour, bro, if you can. My G. Yeah, so creepy. But again, it's human, right? Our imaginations run away with ourselves. You ever heard what nature sounds like at 2 a.m. in the woods when it's pitch black?
Yeah, it's like a little branches making noises. Click, click, click.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking more like two foxes going at it. Like fucking.
Honestly,
it sounds like a child that's been thrown on a fire. Okay, that's what two foxes, foxes mating. I remember being traumatized as a child because a female fox was doing a mating call outside my window. And I thought a hell banshee was coming to eat my soul. I swear to God. Right, next video. So we've got another Urbex Hill. I think this is the guy where the thing fell over. It also, as well, I've learned from American urban exploring videos that if you go to school in America and you need books, just go to an abandoned school because they leave all the books. All right, just go there, grab yourself some books, start up a freaking eBay store, get that money.
See, and that could cause a fire.
Oh, I mean, sure. I mean, you're such a mum. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't be leaving them books around. But you know, it's—I get what you're saying. It is a lot of
safe is still here.
I mean, you can tell they left fast,
in a hurry.
Oh! Did you see that shit?
Why not?
Watch! Here's a noise. Turns that way. Turns this way. And then right here, you're going to see someone move across this mirror.
Oh, I saw it. Freaky. Oh my gosh, this is so
could be squatters though, right? Could be squatters. Oh my god, the Tasmanian. Do you know about the Tasmanian devil? Do you know, Leticia, about the Tasmanian devil?
Yeah, the devil, the cartoon.
The actual animal, the Tasmanian devil, right? Okay. That the cartoon is based on. Do you know that they are nature's R-worders? Right? Oh. No. The male goes and digs a freaking R-word lair, right? Okay. Waits for his mate, grabs his mate, batters the living crap out of her until she's all wounded, drags her into his R-word pit, and then has himself a party, and then just leaves her there.
To die?
No. Oh, no. She's wounded and impregnated and like all of life and shit. But my God.
Wow, like, savage.
Like, I mean, how is that evolution for that animal?
Yeah. If I was her, I wouldn't be all
look at the peacocks who are like with their big feathers, like, look at me, ladies. Come to me. Right? That but no, the Tasmanian devil's all like, I tell you what, the best thing to do, rather than just try and be amicable about this,
right?
I'm going to make a lair and force you into a weekend of just
this is horrible.
Yes,
of just
nature. yeah nature.
That was everybody. Interesting, Ron. That was a really interesting story.
If any animal ever became sentient and got rights like humans, I hope it's the fucking goddamn Tasmanian devil. Okay, because there needs to be some lady Tasmanian devil like rights. We need to re-educate all the men in the Tasmanian devil world, okay? And I mean, we need some harsh re-education, okay? And we need them integrate. This is a weird conversation. Anyway.
Yeah, but Tasmanian I'm going to add to that and say that they're going to Taz jail.
Well, no. They can't just become sentient and then be integrated into society and then we'll lock up all the men. There'd be riots because that's their culture. We need to re-educate and be like, listen. Conversation. Hello there, Mrs. Tasmanian Devil.
Right.
Tasmanian Devil.
Yes.
I am fighting all my natural impulses to dig a hole and drag you into it right now, but perhaps a Starbucks.
I love you. Know?
Like, come on. Don't be part of the problem.
I'm down.
Do you know what? Ron watches a lot of documentaries, and sometimes a documentary ends and YouTube just autoplays some shit. And my brain has taken in so much random information that I do not need. Can't remember anything from 5 years of fucking French at high school. Nothing, right? But this crap, I got this crap for days, okay? Days! All right, let's carry on.
I'm not scared of you.
Oh, dear.
I'm scared of you.
I think someone is here
now,
to be honest
with you. What? Be careful.
Okay, there's someone there.
See what it is. It might be. Might need help.
Hello?
Okay. At no point, if you're in an abandoned place that's terrifying and you hear someone, should your response be, maybe they need help? Nah. Sorry, mate. Sorry, dumbass. But I ain't. Nah. I will call the police for you on the outside.
Yes, on the way out.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello? What?
Oh. Go, 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 go.
This is not so much paranormal as it is just crackhead.
Oh, there's someone there. Someone there.
Let me see what it is. It might be. You might need help.
Hello? Hello?
What?
Go, 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 go.
What?
Okay, so again, not so much the paranormal, but spooky and easily to fake. I mean, it's usually the reaction.
But they sound really scared.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, sure.
I would be. Look at that. This is dark enough. I'm scared just because it's dark.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if it was a homeless guy just scaring them off, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Also, everybody, can we like and subscribe and also share? And please share. Also, I sat on my TV the other day. And it's like three clicks on the remote to subscribe and like. So if you haven't figured that out by now.
Right, oh, you're in the graveyard.
All right. Little head, little thing happening here.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, all right. I mean, again, it's up there with those believe it if you want to. Easy to fake, easy to sort of explain away. You know, what this could be a
part of a clip.
Could be a part of a clip where somebody's just putting flowers on a grave and we just can't see them all because of that tombstone.
But they were white.
Okay, right. Listen to me. These ones where it's little kids, right? Now I don't mean kids that you can like tell to do shit and they're gonna do it, right? I mean like kids where they're at the stage where throwing all the pasta on the floor is like the fucking, that is like,
that's it.
That is the one, mate. Right? This is the stuff. These are the ones that convince me. And if this is one of them, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. This little girl is talking to her invisible friend.
Oh!
So there's no one there that she's talking
to. A whole conversation.
Right, wait till you see this, Letitia. Also, as well, as a parent, if I seen my kid do this, they are going straight up for adoption. I ain't putting up with that fucking, like, whatever that haunted doll shit is, whatever that, like, Karim, I ain't not.
Well, I would be asking, what are they saying to you, and who is this person?
Oh, do you know what? Boarding school, yeah? Boarding school for you, and off they'd go, and I wouldn't have to deal with that shit, okay?
What would you guys do in the side chat? Would you try to figure out who it is?
Do you know what I'm saying? Or go the other way. Get a severe drug habit and wait for social services to take them, right? And then they can deal with fucking devil baby, right? I'm just kidding. Right, let's watch this.
Oh no!
Proper grab shit. That shit. No, no.
Had a real.
Did you see that watch?
Somebody
tries to grab these out of her hand.
Right.
So now concentrate on it. Where her hands are and stuff. Like, what? Someone are there.
Oh, jeez.
Watch her body react. Weird, right?
Oh, that is, this one to me is it right here, Ron. This one did it for me.
Children are fucking
that little
creepy.
One
they're fucking
was
creepy.
Talking to someone.
They are, yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know what? I'm going to blindfold my kid until it's about 9.
Okay, now I'm freaking out.
In the goddamn dark. Okay, and then on his 10th birthday, be like, I give you sight! Ha ha! It was all a prank, cha! You know what I mean? Jesus.
Woo! I'm just trying to picture my little girl talking to someone and snatching, you know, her toys and stuff away from whoever she's talking to. I think I would, she's going to boarding school.
Yeah, boarding school or the woods. Like, do you know what? Either convince them nuclear war has happened and mummy and daddy have to let you go free in the woods now, okay? Don't come back because of nuclear war, okay? Don't come back, okay? Trust us, you don't want to come back here. She turns into fucking Nell. Whack it to the wee. Whack it to the wee. Running about the place. Right. Oh. So, yeah, that stuff.
That one's number one on my list so far.
Yeah. So I've had similar experiences where Kirsten, my oldest daughter, I found her walking
really?
Up the hall. Letitia, just to show you how integrated, like most of my bloodline on the Irish side, on my mother's side, the whole bloodline was almost wiped out because they were all burnt at the stake for being witches, right?
Oh.
So my mother's mother, she was like the little boy in The Sixth Sense. She sees dead people. My mum sees auras around people.
I believe
all
it.
All my kids are a little bit, they're a bit of a character, as we say here. Like, what grows in there. Like my eldest, she's 100% like super empathetic, empathy. Picks up on everyone's, like she can, if there was 100 people in a room, one person was manically depressed, she'd be able to find that person.
Wow. That's amazing.
She's a clever lady. Right. Let's see some more of this stuff.
What the
f-
is that?
Oh, no, what is this?
Oh, yeah. Ask your mom about me too. See what she finds.
Oh well, listen. It's she. Like, I could never. You could never lie to my mom growing up.
Oh.
You know what I mean. So she knows when you're happy because you're a certain tint of this color, and if you're lying, you're a tint of this color.
Wow.
And yeah. Oh yeah. They're all gifts. Like I say, I'm a freaking practicing
awesome.
Witch that talks to the trees and that guys. Like this is my first rodeo. Do you know what I'm sharing? Like there's spirits and entities and all these things.
I
collaborate with and are part of my existence. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, we're not talking to some guardian. It's your guardian angels, man. No, not talking about that. It's your ancestor. No, we're not talking about that. Okay. Oh, we've got them too, but that's not what I'm talking about here. Anywho. All right. Okay. We've got the circle of cons. Oh, that's a glowing arm. Good. That is a Jeebus. That's a Jeebus arm.
Oh my goodness. It took me a minute. Is she touching her? It's touching like her.
He's gonna be like an angel. It kind of looks like he's going.
Yeah, like he's digging in her skin.
It looks like a glowing hand. Or like a weird.
Oh, she's moving, Ron. Look, she's moving.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That is the sort of footage that I'm all like, I love it when the Jesus crew take hold of an image like this and they're like, this is a sign from the Lord. And I love that. This totally fills their whole angel vibe. It's the same for the Valkyries and things like this. There's a whole bunch of things that tie in with that. But my God, does the Church of America know how to preach them shiznes? Do you know what I mean? I like the Southern stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I really like the, what are the fucking, Santa praise Jesus. What are those, the big choirs called?
This don't scare the hell out of you. This will scare me. I'm going to be thinking tonight when I go to bed and try to go get a snack in the kitchen. I'm going to be thinking of Ron and that little girl and this.
You're talking to a guy who leaves toys out and hears them being played with by spirits in his house. You're talking to someone who has no reaction. If something was to fall off a shelf, I'd have no reaction. I would turn around and I'd be like,
really?
Well, why are you doing that? It's completely integrated into me. And, God, right? How do I
One time, Ron, one time I heard my daughter's toy go, it was upstairs. Yeah. It was a toy upstairs.
Yeah.
And I heard it go off. And I'm like, ain't nobody up there and nobody's playing with the toy.
Yeah, I would love to see you in like a fake paranormal house where I get to torture you. I actually think if I ever won the lottery, I would put you on the most insane weekend of your life where you think you and the family are going away. But really, I'm just torturing you in a controlled environment for a whole weekend with spooky stuff. And then right at the end, you get a big check for like $500,000 and I put it on you.
Okay, I'm coming.
I'm telling you. Right. Okay. So what was I talking about? Okay. Okay. So again, for me, how people react to things that you think are scary are based off of the human condition of the fear of the unknown. So I've retuned my brain not to be scared of things we don't understand or we don't, if you see what I'm saying, because what's the point? It's more important to learn something.
That's so true.
But what's interesting is Tantra teaches you how to harness energy and focus energy, right? And when you get scared, like terrified, scared, that rush, okay? Imagine that rush, but without any of the emotional attachment of fear, okay? So it's almost like when you take away the fear, all your senses are heightened. You know, when you're terrified and you're frozen,
right?
And you hear everything and see everything and you're not breathing as heavy. Imagine all the fear was removed. So in situations that are terrifying, it's heightened. And again, I'm not a freaking role model. I'm a pagan who very much assesses his own brain, believes he's on the spectrum, ADHD, and I see all of this as a superpower. So
I'm going to try that. Like, once I get really scared, just kind of calm down and just...
Yeah, really it's not even like you'll do it with a calm down, but for me, there's very little reaction now. It's just...
Oh, wow.
It's just... It would need to be something incredibly terrifying. I stood in a graveyard and watched my equipment be picked up and thrown, and stood there and argued with the spirit for throwing my shit.
No way! Oh my gosh, this is so cool. Yeah.
I'll show you guys that footage if you've not seen it at the end of this show.
Yes, we'd love to see that,
dude. I love this stuff because I am deep in it. I love it. Okay, anyway, let's carry on. Boy, watching here.
There it is.
A floating circle. I missed all of this. Also, put a one in the shite. Oh, Jesus Christ. Put one in the shite chat. Put one in the side chat if you're enjoying the Letitia Ron dynamic. Okay, because, okay, here we go. Oh, no.
Right there. Stop. Back up.
You don't need to put those
sound effects. Right there, I just saw it.
You don't need to.
Gosh. You're like going off the road.
You know what I fucking hate, man? I hate the paranormal videos where it all goes dark like this, and then we've got to wait for the camera to point at something. I hate it. Oh, I gotta do it again. I did it again with a noise.
I just saw it.
I swear to God, see jump scares, right? Like, you didn't need to put that right there. It got me. I knew it was coming, still got me. Oh, so apologies, side chat. I just tripped over my words.
Yeah. No, go on. Come on, right, yeah.
Here we go, here we go.
How many you got left?
There's only two left, so
right, well, yeah, just do two then.
This is,
this is where the guy walks
with some mentos and then drinks. Well, it's not that cold, it's special, but. There's only two, so
it's busy, it should work.
Oh, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? Oh God.
Working?
No.
Get in the door. Got it.
You should go out, get in the door. There.
Okay, please don't let anything happen.
What's it?
Oh, rattling sound.
No. Hear it. What?
Hear it.
What?
Dude,
what?
Look.
Let me out.
Okay.
What
so
is that?
That let me out, convinced me. Right, let's have a look here.
What's it?
Rattling sound. It comes over to here. Let me just turn this down. And then you should see a black figure here.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it moved and closed the door. Closed the door, and then this falls forward.
Oh.
All right. Also, as well,
I'm out.
I love I love watching this, right, and getting absorbed into it and acting like a big pansy. Like, I love the horror stuff. I love all this stuff. But see, watching it alone, it's just not the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to be reacting with people to this stuff.
Because yeah. It's too good fun. If my house did this, I would move out. I would have to put a for sale sign and get the hell out of there.
Girl. All right, let's check this out. Oh, we're back. We're back to the... Oh, here we go. We orb. Okay, here we go. No, that's not. That is weird. That was weird. See, I love orbs. I love
the orbs.
I love all of it. Yeah, I think it's fascinating. Obviously, as an intelligent human being, you can whittle out dust and things that are insects and all of that. But I mean, look at that. It looks like a jellyfish.
Somebody said boo.
I mean,
it's so bright. Oh, that is so freaky.
Okay, so I think what we're seeing here is somebody reflecting something off this window.
You think?
Because watch, I'm going to put it back and you're going to see it split into two as if they've went over one of these panes of wood and the light's refracted back. So let's watch. Wait for it. See there?
There's two lights. Okay.
And then one disappears, but it goes up into a completely flat edge. Watch.
Oh, okay.
Comes out of a flat edge, goes into a flat edge. So, I don't know. What do you think?
It looked like an orb to me. It looked spooky as hell to me. Yeah. It looked like somebody's just...
So here's the thing as well. This form of... So, for example, do we really know this is night footage? Is this somebody with a torch shining it around? And then, do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
orbs. Really, yeah, you gotta, because there's so much of it out there. You've got to just be harsh. You've got to be so harsh with it all.
Oh,
so,
it's in the living room now.
So, it looks almost like again a vape ring that's been blown.
Look real to me. Look at it, how it just disappeared.
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty damn convincing.
Because it died out.
Yeah, I love this shit. I love orbs, man. I love it. Leslie's saying reflection on when it could be. The future can be fake 100%.
Oh. It's like he's checking out the room.
It looks like a jellyfish.
And it's like around. Moving like a wave.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to turn that music off in case we get claimed.
Oh, wow. That is too.
All right. So we've seen our first lot of spooky things. All right.
Yeah, that was cool.
So from going right from the indoors also as well. Can if you like that video. That is from Blue Raven. I'm going to send everyone his channel, and please go and give him a like and a subscribe. Our first channel that we have just borrowed some content from. So the next one, we're going to go from inside to outside. All right? Ooh. Camping encounters. All right? How are you? You're much of like a outdoorsy? I mean, I'm looking at the nails and probably thinking probably not, right?
No. But
I mean, how, I mean, have you got any camping outdoors experience whatsoever throughout your life? No, nothing at all, right? Interesting. that is another video series I would do if I won the lottery. Just Letitia Survivor, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Who would be hell on earth?
I'm telling you, Letitia, if I had the budget and I could just produce some stuff, you could be one of the most famous people in the world. I'm telling you now, man. We could push this stuff out. It'd be too good.
The hell out of me.
Yeah, you'd have no choice, no input, and no knowledge of anything. You'd just be living your life, and then suddenly you'd be pulled into a van, and a mad weekend would begin, and that would be that. Yeah. I mean, that sounded pretty dodgy. I'm not going to lie. That sounded like the sort of things people say to people before they get abducted and then trafficked. Right. They're like, "Huh, everything's going to be fine. Don't, if you see me get pulled into a van, don't worry.
Don't worry.
And then that's it. Boom, you wake up with no kidneys and your fucking nails are gone and it's all attractive.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next video is the 6 most disturbing camping encounters.
Oh, this is it.
And this is from Creepy Tales. All right. So...
I like the
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
A YouTuber from the UK who runs the...
Okay, we're gonna just turn down the narration in case it's a... Okay, this is a good one.
Called Stealth and Woodland Camping Adventures for nearly...
All right, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm gonna post a link to this guy's channel, but I forgot that he narrates on everything. What's happening, Break the Ice? And sadly, we don't want the narration. So we're going to jump over to our channel, Scarify. Now, I remember starting to watch this guy at 300 subscribers. He's about to hit 30K.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure he does a little bit of talking, but it's not as in-depth. So I tell you what, Letitia, pick a number between 1 and 12.
7.
Anyway, 7. Okay, something. Okay, here we go. And like I say, Scarify is a great channel.
A Belgian YouTuber and urbex enthusiast, although he has never felt fear when walking through abandoned buildings under the cover of...
Right. Oh. Give this a try. Give this a try. I'm going to roll Siggy.
The core of analysis here. This is so fucking eng. Oh. Hello? Mogen we hier binnenkomen?
Oh.
Dit is zo creepy, maat. Dit is zo creepy, what the fuck?
Is dat like a person?
Ja, hoor.
He's ready to go.
Dat is daar rechts. Ja. Volgens mij is dat gewoon een radio. Dat kan ook, joh. Muziek. JBL Party Box on the go. Ja, maar maat, het is een hippies of zo.
Nee. Who the hell goes into the woods without a massive dog? Like, yeah, I couldn't do the camping that I do without a dog. Ik
paal hier in de grond. Daar zit je
een...
Dat is een soort van hutje en daar staat een fiets bij. Modder aan de voeten, we zijn iets verder gewandeld. En dit blijkt, ola, ja, gewoon een wandelpad te zijn. Dus hier kunnen wij wandelen. Wat rijdt hier?
Autobanden.
We sound like we're from Sweden, on the autobahn, but we're probably German.
Het hier is afgezet. Ik ga toch eens kijken, want hier... staat in de verte een bungalow. Maar hier hangt letterlijk een bord met verboden toegang, privaat en camerabewaking. Kijk eens aan. Oh, manneke, dit is sketchy.
If anyone has any clue what the fuck is happening in this video, just explain it to me. I'm just quickly rolling a cigarette.
Dus ja, hier gaat iemand wonen gewoon nog. Dat kan toch niet aan? Hoezo?
All right. Nah.
What the fuck?
Nah.
Fuck what the me. Fuck? Dat is toch niet mijn auto of zo, hè?
At this point, this is when you should be calling the police, all right? That level of scary noise, you've got it on camera, right? You've got that on camera. You phone the police because that ain't the noise you want to be going and helping with. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. For a start, even if I was armed, even if I had a crossbow and then I called the police to help you, I'm going to jail for having that crossbow. That's how messed up our country is, right? So... If I was you, and I was being attacked in the woods, I would start screaming, "I've just found an iPhone. I've just found an iPhone. Has anyone lost an iPhone?" And I guarantee your ass, everyone that hears you is going to be like, "Oh, that's my iPhone, man. I can't share." Oh, I'm just saying.
Help. Help.
Yeah, don't be shouting help in the woods at 2 a.m, because I'm telling you right now.
Shane said, I'll be running my fat rear end off.
Yeah. All right. And again, and this is going to sound really bad. Even if that was, say, somebody who needed help, try and make it sound a little less like you're being murdered if you're being murdered. Because I feel like if you sound like you're being murdered, I don't know if I want to deal with that. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
What's your quality of life going to be if I interrupt you halfway through dying? Right? What if, like, Both your legs
interrupt
are off.
Interrupt me, Ron.
I know.
Right, but, the hell out of me.
All I'm saying, right, is if I hear, oh no, don't cut my legs off. I'm sorry for whatever led up to you being in the woods at 3 a.m. getting your legs cut off. For all I know, you're a bad person. For all I know, you're getting what you deserve, right? Okay. Okay. So trust me, I will quickly justify getting my ass out of there rapid. So yeah, you got to make it sound less murdery if you're being murdered in the woods at 3 a.m. Like,
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm just saying. Make sexy sounds, right? That'll attract the weirdos, and at least a weirdo can help, okay?
Okay.
At least one of the weirdos out of the weirdos is going to be like,
Right, nosy.
Because yeah, you can't unsee stuff. I don't want to see you, no legs, tourniquets, desperate look in your eye, looking up at me when I'm thinking, oh, once I've got him secured, I'm probably going to drop a stone on your head. Because I don't think you want to live like this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm going to pick a stone that's too light. And then I'm there for 20 minutes just caving your head. And well, it's going to be awful. Okay. It's going to be awful. It's like when you almost kill an animal and you hit it with your car. And then you're like, oh, I can hear it. Oh,
poor baby.
I can hear it. Oh, yeah. That was a rant. Right. Okay. Let's carry on.
Hit Matt. He won't be on you.
All right. I'm sorry.
Decided.
Okay.
From the moment he went down into the cave, he could see strange noises that indicate.
Have you any of you seen this footage? Have you seen this?
No.
Well, this is just a guy that goes and does overnights in really cool places, right?
By himself.
So he's in a cave in Australia that you climb down this little chain to get into. And I'm going to be honest with you. If this is acting, he needs to do this professionally. You'll see what I mean. This is wild.
Stated that he was by no means in the family thinker.
I come into the cave on, it was swinging. Now, I think I'm just tripping balls, but I swear to God, it was the ladder swinging. And second thing is just that weird sound I heard again. It's just a very strange noise, but I can't really put my finger on what it is. I don't think.
See, that's the thing. I'm quite an experienced outdoorsman when it comes to the Scottish outdoors. Pine forests, the riverbeds, lochs, and the coastline, I could probably never return from if I had to, right? I could be very self-sufficient. And when you turn around and you say, I don't know what that noise is, right? And yeah. You pride yourself on knowing what all the noises are, that's when shit gets real for me as well.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So let's just continue.
It's time to get bats.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it is about 11 o'clock at night right now, and we are going to dig into the baked beans. It is 11:14 at night. We're nearly at midnight. One crazy thing is it's a full moon tonight as well, so all of the weird things are in our favour. I did have a spoon for my baked beans, but the spoon is gone, so we're just going to drink it out of the can. It's still going to be delicious as always.
Australians are brilliant, mate.
That is beautiful. Baked beans.
Beans.
In a haunted cave.
Now listen.
Oh my fucking God. That was the sound. That is the sound. Did you hear that?
Pay attention. Right, I'm going to put it back a little bit, and I want you to pay attention to how the noises that are coming out of his mouth between words. And just listen to how dry his mouth gets as soon as he starts. The fear kicks in.
The fear.
Oh, so all of the weird things are in our favor. I did have a spoon for my baked beans, but the spoon is gone. So we're just going to drink it out of the can. It's still going to be delicious as always.
There was no noise there.
Mm. That is beautiful. Baked beans.
Often.
In a haunted cave.
Oh.
Oh, my fucking God.
Uh-oh.
The fear kicks in.
Right. That was the sound.
No.
Listen. That is the sound. Did you hear that? Look at my arms. I got full goosebumps.
You can hear the saliva draining from his mouth.
It's the chains moving when I climb down the ladder. It's a big, heavy, thick chain. Wind can't move that.
No.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
He's scared.
He is terrified. And again, I need to reiterate, this is a guy who loves going in weird places, camping, and talking to his subscribers and going on adventures. He doesn't want to be sitting, crapping himself, filming this. This is not his content.
I pray, I really hope you guys heard that chain move just then. It is 100%. Now, I heard it before. I'm 100% certain it's the chain that I walked in, that you climbed down into this cave on. It's moving. Now, you can't move that chain with wind. It's way too heavy. There is no wind coming in here. There's no wind even for...
A rat wouldn't do that, Leslie, right? When you see the chain, you'll rule out rats. But it's a good suggestion, but you'll see what I mean why. Listen to that.
Oh, hell.
You must have heard that just then.
How is he going to stay
there?
Look
at my arms, dude.
Oh, I heard it.
Oh, this.
So what's happening right now? You're saying, why is he staying there? His brain is in a frantic processing mode, right? Going through every fucking noise he has ever heard in his life, right? To try and line this up with something that makes sense.
Right.
You got to understand, he's in the middle of the outback, in the middle of nowhere, in a fucking hole, right? By himself. I would be live streaming the hell out of this.
I would have too, because I wouldn't have been by myself. Yeah, everybody would have went to sleep with me. all side chat. If this was me and I was in this situation by accident, because I'm not doing this on purpose, I would definitely have this live streamed and we would all be in this together.
Oh, hell yeah. Fucking right we would.
He is freaking out.
Holy shit.
I mean, look where he is. That's what I imagine. If you woke up inside a butthole, this is what I imagine you would see.
That's not normal, dude. Well, I'm freaking out.
That's really right.
That's that chain. That chain's...
I keep my ass out of caves. The only cave I'm going into is a caveman-style cave.
So you wouldn't do the cave?
I would do a cave if I could stand at the end of it and I could see the exit of it and it was massive, right? And it was like we can get a fire going and the rain can fall and all that crap, right? That's my kind of cave, right? Spelunking and shit or whatever it's called, where people are like, I'm just going through the gap in the cave. It's a bright square... What are you doing? What are you actually... What is your deal? If any of you out there do this, you're fucking psychopaths for a start. There's something wrong with your brain. The people that go and do the cave stuff, nah. There's something wrong with you, right? There's something wrong with you, and we're just not identified it yet. But one day...
There's this movie I want you to see. I don't know the name of it because I forgot it, but it's this women that go into this cave.
There's a movie you want me to see. You can't remember the name of it. It's about a woman that goes in a cave. Okay, so we're whittled it down to 500,000 movies. Carry on.
Yeah, something like that. And there's like these five or six women go on like a hike together.
It's called The Cave.
Is it The Cave? Okay.
I think it's called The Cave. Okay. I think it is. Yeah, I love movies. I love scary
it's
movies.
Scary.
But I don't find scary movies scary.
Oh, you don't? I love scary movies. It's my favorite.
Yeah, nah, I long to be.
What's your scariest movie you've ever seen that you think? Misery. What about Paranormal Activity?
Misery. Like... Oh, The Descent. The Descent.
People are saying The Descent. Called... That yeah. was good. Okay.
Yeah, nah, I can't remember what I just got asked there. I was about to explain something, and then I went off
I'm
on
so
a descent.
I'm so sorry. I totally...
No, it wasn't you. It was the side chat. But it wasn't their fault. They were just answering something. I can't remember what I was talking about. Somebody might remember. But the ADHD is too strong. Oh, it's a movie that's the scariest. Aha, my brain works. Fucking nailed it, mate. Retention memory, short-term memory flex. Let's go. All right, so Misery.
Misery?
Misery traumata. I remember, right? There used to be a cool guy on my street, right? And his dad was the cool dad, right? And we'd go and stay at his house. We'd have a little couple of like the little tiny like 3% French beers, all the rest of it. It was fine. We were maybe like 13, 14. It was fine, right? So he thought it would be a good idea to rent me and his son Misery, right? To watch, okay?
Really?
I had never seen a horror movie at this point that didn't have a monster, right? And the monster was just this fucking dinner-looking, lady-looking motherfucker with a sledgehammer. That ruined me, man. Like, that ruined me.
Yeah. Okay?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. That one is a big one to me.
I know I could probably... Most horror films, in my head, I know what's about to happen before it happens. Mm. My brain ruins it for me. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It ruins it
for me. The music sometimes too do.
I mean, don't get me wrong though. Oddly, right? I wouldn't sit and watch a scary movie alone in the dark in like a chair in the middle of a room where things could come up behind me and like touch me whilst I was watching the movie. I keep myself safe from stuff that can actually cause me to make things too real in my head, I think.
Right.
Because
mine was Exodus.
Horror movies are very much a daytime thing for Ron because he loves horror movies, but daytime is the time. You know what I'm saying? The sun shines in the day and I'm safe because the sun's here.
The sun's here.
How mad is that though? How mad
no,
is that?
No, it's awesome because I watch them during the day. It's better because if you watch them at night, then it's hard to go to sleep. Night,
if I'm going to watch one with Dan, the fact that she is the biggest scaredy cat ever is more entertaining than the movie. So it's no longer about the movie. It's about Dan shitting herself every single time, right? And I mean, smooth the transitions. If a door slams, she's done. Anything. So that is like a weird kink, I think, for me, because I could watch that shit all day. Dan freaking out at the TV. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. So yeah, man, like... But it's weird. So I love horror, but I am a big pansy bastard, I think, when it comes to that. I don't know why. I don't know why. Anyway.
It's moving.
Guy in the cave. All right.
He tried to somehow explain what happened in the cave.
Yeah, he does. He tries to sort of talk himself around, as you would. He decides to stay, right? He does decide to stay.
Yes.
But man.
The sounds of the ladder sound.
He's freaking out. And here's the chain.
And it has to move it because a rock fell and rolled all the way down.
Oh.
Down here somewhere. This big ladder.
Maybe it was
something
the wind.
Has to move this.
No, it wouldn't have been the wind.
And it has to.
It could have been rats. Like a big fat rat climbing up that rope onto there and running up it. I'm going with rats. I'm calling rats. I'm calling rats because honestly,
he's down there with rats.
Of course, it's a fucking cave, Letitia. There's not a maid that comes here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, this, do you know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, I need to see Letitia camping. Like, this needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Not anywhere with like mosquitoes or that. Not like horrible camping.
Right.
Like nice.
No, maybe snakes.
Oh
maybe.
No, you're definitely snakes, 100%.
Oh wow.
But not kind snakes, not like venom snakes. Not
oh
like,
okay.
Just like you know, if you're sleeping, and it wraps around your head, you know you're gonna have to do something about that. But none of that. None of the venom.
Never go into that cave again. I'm silently hoping.
All right, listen. Do you know what? We're going back to the first guy who doesn't talk over stuff. All right. We're going back to the first guy who doesn't talk over stuff for one little more little video. Okay, because I need to go and do a couple of things before the next one. All right, here's a 10-minute long, 13 most paranormal things. All right. We're back in home security footage, Lady Letitia. See, this is what puts me off, having one of those cameras that links to my phone, where anytime like something like this happens, it shows me. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see doors closing in my house. Okay? I don't need to see that.
Right.
I don't need to see it.
It was just blinking on and off like that.
Well, this is the thing. Like, how often does this madness happen? I mean, at what point do you just leave doors closed? Right? In your house.
All the time.
All the damn time. I'd be locking that shizness. It would be like an IKEA with an arrow of pathways to get in and out of the house. There'd be one way, and that way we'd have just beads for doors. You know, like the big Jesus bead, right? Or like a dolphin. You know what I'm saying? But in the beads. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about, bead doors.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here's the next one. All right, let's just talk about this fucking room for a second here. What the fuck ate the corner of this couch?
Okay. That's funny.
So we've got an eaten couch, right? Is this a port? Is this a fucking portal? Is this a gateway to another realm around here? Or is this hair extensions or those whirly things down the side?
It's a mirror.
It really triggers me that the lampshade.
It does look like a portal.
It does, yeah. Okay, I'm probably going to go with mirror, but also we will accept portal to another dimension, or maybe it's another room. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
But then, if that's the main room, what sort of mad room is this? Because that looks like a tiny little cardigan hanging up there, right? And then a mad painting up on the of a face up here. Then we got a set of Crocs, which is the clear sign of a psychopath, and then just bundles of bundleness here, and then
bundles.
This there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. Okay. All right. Oh, what's going to happen? Oh.
All
right. Okay.
Pretty colors.
Well, I think it was turning on like the LED system. It was weird.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
That's another room. Or maybe it's a mirror.
Is that a mirror or is this a mirror? So one of these has to be a mirror. Maybe it is. I don't know. But
there's a lot of mirrors.
It just seems odd that you would set up a camera right here.
Mm.
Like, what do you think is happening? Are you seeing the lights turn on and off? Like, what's going on, do you think? Yeah, so it seems to be like turning all the lights on or something.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it going? Because if the camera was on night vision, right, like this. Would it shift to not night vision if the lights came on? I don't understand. I'm not having it. I'm not having this one. I'm not having it. I'm not having it.
Uh-oh.
And we're back to filming on a mashed potato camera. Okay, Brian. I think I skipped too far ahead.
Mashed potato.
This one as well. This looks like a creep. This looks like a hidden camera in an Airbnb.
Okay. Ooh.
What the hell just happened?
Something on the table moved. Or on the floor.
Oh, it's a chair. Oh my God, what is he recording in? Like 5 fucking frames a second. Oh, wow. Okay. What do you think, Lady Letitia? Like, just put you off like home security? I think I'd be all right with home security as long as I didn't have to look at every goddamn thing that moved in my house.
See,
and if something did happen, I'd just watch it back.
The chair moved. Did you see the chair? The whole sofa moved.
Oh, the whole sofa.
Left.
Okay.
No, all my cameras are outside.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Oh, look at the dog.
Yeah, the dog reacting is the only thing that made me not think that was a cobweb. Oh, there's the dude walking, like a ghosty walking there. I'm sorry. Like, what are these filmed on? Like, what?
They're not clear enough, you're saying?
Fucking, like, Nokia 2 from the 90s.
Back in the day.
Yeah. This is amazing. Right, so what you're looking at here is an adapted Xbox Kinect camera, right? And what an Xbox Kinect camera does is if you're standing in front of it, Lady Leticia, your shape, it assigns a mechanical skeleton on the screen like this, okay?
Oh, wow.
So that when you're playing games, it knows what arms move in and what legs move in. And what people have found is in paranormal investigations, you can have intelligent responses from what appear to be spirits, and the camera picks up what would be their skeleton. So have a look at this.
Wow, you are really smart.
A nerd. So you can see, oh wow, brilliant, mate. So you can see this is the woman standing here with her arm out. Here she is out here, and the skeleton appears to give her her arm. There's better versions of this out there, I'm not going to lie.
What freaked me out was that dog.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're going to own this shizzle here, I have no sympathy for you. Oh, I'm just going to put this, the creepiest,
screw that.
Have you not seen a movie in your damn life? Oh, nah. Old dead eyes just...
Yes! That's it right there.
I'll be honest, I see nothing there. All right.
The doll did it for me.
Oh yeah, this is an old piece of footage. I don't know why they've tried to make it like look any weirder than it already was. The original footage is really bizarre and convincing. It's like a skeleton. There you go.
Oh.
Really interesting.
Oh.
Dolls aren't creepy. Some orbs. All right. Well, listen, we're approaching that hour and a half mark. Okay. So let's have a wee chitty chat as we're winding down, Leticia, because
okay.
I think, I think this has been a lot of fun. So if you guys would like more sort of reaction-y, you know, streams like this, you know, put one in the side chat. We can organize some stuff because there is, you know, a usual time slot between sort of 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock each day that is open. So it's good fun. And if anybody wants more of this, let us know. Lady Leticia, thank you once again. Now, I'm doing a live stream on my channel after all of the live streams are done with Sean this evening. There is a whack of them, as I've already mentioned. We've got, after this, we have Julia Part 4, then Crime Theory with me and John, and then we're over to the Project Rook channel for Rook Live number 4. I've invited a bunch of the Royal Crew and other members of the Atwood clan over to sort of introduce them to the shenanigans that goes on my channel. I will send you the link, Leticia, and if you're free, you are, of course, more than welcome to come and join us. Now, I just want to say thank you to everyone on Discord who sent me links that I was meant to be watching and I completely forgot about and now I've just remembered about. So we're going to have to do a part two called Discord's Paranormal Videos, Leticia. So that'll be our next one that Leticia and I do on the paranormal, because it was good fun, right?
This was awesome, Ron. I really enjoyed it. When you mentioned paranoia, I was like, that's going to be really fun.
Paranormal.
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 There we go. Oh my god. That, can someone clip that? That needs to get turned into something. Can we just clip that and get that into like a
Don't
donation?
Do it.
When someone Don't donates to the channel, it's like, right, brilliant. So listen, thank you everybody. The Discord link, I'll let you guys post the Discord link again if you want to do that. And yeah, I will see you all in an hour and a half for Julia part 4. And that's about it. Leticia, thank you so much. You are fabulous.
Thank you for having me, Ron. This was fabulous. Great. Thank you, Side Chat, for listening to my little story and hanging out with me and Ron. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to, if you guys like me hanging out with Ron, please let him know and we can hang out again.
We're going to call it the Paranoial Show. Okay, that's now Lady Leticia and I is now the name of our Paranoial Show. It's now the Paranoial Show.
Yes. Oh, Ron, Liz, yes. Liz, are you from Milwaukee? Because I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was, you know, I lived there forever. And that is pretty cool. If she's saying I'm from Milwaukee, that's really awesome. Because yeah,
if you're not from Milwaukee, she will instantly think that you're an asshole. So it's a fine line here. Okay.
No, go I from, won't, Liz.
Go from Leticia loving you to Leticia hating you.
No.
Instantly. I'm just kidding.
thank you guys. Thank you, Ron. This is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you, Leticia. Thank you, Side Chat. Thank you, mods. See you in 90 minutes or so for oh my god. Actually, have I set this to transfer over? One moment, please. One moment. Has Ron done his job? Let's find
out. I have a question for you.
All right. Okay, it sounds ominous.
No, it's a simple question. It's a nerd question. How do you do your lives on Facebook and like I saw Facebook here?
Yeah, basically the way it's done is we've got an account with StreamYard that allows you to do what's called multi-streaming.
Oh, you got the real deal. Thank you, Mill.
I got that Atwood money. You know what I'm saying? We got that Atwood budget.
Got it.
we're on whatever the premium account
thank you.
Is. But I tell you what, there's now a system where if we were to do a show, you can sign into your channel so that when we broadcast it, it would broadcast on your channel and this channel, and it
lends
your audience to stuff as well that you're doing off platform, and you know, brings attention and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Take it easy, guys. Love you guys.
Peace. Again, we say hello and all of that wonderful baby reveal.
Oh, honestly, it was so good. It was
more of those.
Yeah. No, that's enough now. No. I have been every night since then. I've been putting my area right against the microwave on the highest setting just to neutralize those little bastards. I'm wanting them radioactively wiped out down there. Okay. In fact, I am sitting on a microwave right now, or a night out, 1200 watts. Boy,
are you trying to fry them?
I'm trying to do anything to avoid surgically stopping it. Okay. I'm telling you now, man. Like, I'm pretty sure, right? If I looked hard enough at somebody, they might end up pregnant. That's how. Like, I don't like to make eye contact with people anymore because. I'm just saying, I have beaten the pill barrier. I have beaten the rubber. They are fucking
not a look.
They're like, I don't know what it is. They're like, the most Viking thing about me is the intensity of those little guys coming out going, we've got a job to do, boys. Let's make a winner. And mad. Anyway.
Oh, thanks shoot. You are hilarious. Oh, my Jeez. God. You got me crying.
Well, listen.
It's thanks, Ron. You are listen, awesome.
Thank you all for being here, and I'll see you in the next one. Okay, then.